you have.
Yeah, I know.
And find all those pictures, because there's some priceless treasures
there. There are tales in the Rubbermaid tub. We'll tell you more about the pizza place next hour. But if you haven't made your party plans with as far as food, you really need to give them some consideration. And I would call them soon and, you know, get your orders, you know, in. So you're not they're not too busy at the last minute, but their pizza, subs, everything is incredible. We'll tell you a little bit more about them coming up as I croak through the final hour of today's show.
Greg, Tales from the Rubbermaid Tub would be a great article for Boom.
It would. That's a great title.
Yes, I'm doing that.
I'll write it down.
Okay. Thank you. I feel so well taken care of.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained. Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading. And right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
During January, we celebrate Man Watchers Week. So grab your binoculars and check this out.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The question and answer phase of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump continues. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff says the president violated the Constitution by attempting to seek foreign interference in American elections.
I would hope that every American would recognize that it's wrong to seek foreign help in an American election, that Americans should decide American elections.
The president denies any wrongdoing. A vote on whether to allow witnesses could come tomorrow.
Quack, quack.
The World Health Organization today declaring the coronavirus a global health emergency. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems.
The virus has killed more than 170 and sickened nearly 8,000 in China. America is listening to Fox News.
Why is it every damn newscast I gotta hear Adam Schiff? Is there not another side of the story? What happened to we report and you decide? Threw that on because it's quick and I like it.
Yeah.
Sort of like sex. I didn't say that. You didn't hear that on my show?
I didn't hear anything. I don't know nothing. I just work.
We were talking before the break about the pizza place.
Good stuff.
Having a big group over, you could go the 28-inch pizza.
OMG.
The pallet size.
Yes. It is actually named.
Oh, my God.
Nobody else has a pizza that size, but the question with pizza of any size is it good? And I can tell you this. The pizza place, this is local. This is mom and pop. This is their dream. This is what they have worked their lives to build and open. And every single thing that they create there has that secret ingredient of love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being corny when
I
say that.
No, delicious.
It is good. I've had it.
They care about it. You can tell.
They sure do.
It's not box cutter, cookie cutter stuff.
No.
It's real.
And while they do all your favorite basics, meat, sausage, pepperoni, cheese, they do some inventive stuff that's really need to try.
Can you imagine Pizza Hut or one of these places doing something like that?
No.
That's what I love about it.
A chili cheese dog pizza?
No.
They do it. They make it great. BLT, my personal favorite. And when you get one of those, you just put one slice of cold lettuce over it. They give it to you. Mm. You know, if you order one of those, and it's just great.
Yeah.
It's another way to enjoy the taste of BLT. They do pasta, breadsticks, not just regular garlic, but they also do chocolate and cinnamon, calzones that are TDF. If the OMG is a size, TDF is an adjective to die for at the pizza place.
I love a calzone.
Visit them on Facebook. Go to the pizza place in Montgomery or call them at 593-9753. Please give them some thought as an option for your Super Bowl gathering if you're having one this weekend or the next time you want a really damn good, great pizza. The Pizza Place, 593-9753. Brent will be joining us shortly.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae?
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Jefferson County coroner has released the cause of death of a woman found in a shallow grave. They say that 29-year-old Peyton Houston died of an accidental overdose. She was found dead earlier this month after going missing from a Birmingham bar in December. She had left the bar with two men and then texted a friend that she feared she was in trouble. 50-year-old Frederick Hampton has been charged with abusing a corpse in connection to her death. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals Wednesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. Publix is coming to the town of Pike Road. The announcement was made today that Publix has secured a lease in the growing municipality. This will be the first grocery store for Pike Road. Alabama State University is doing its part to combat human trafficking and stalking. The ASU Violence Against Women program sponsored an event today. The event informs students and the public on what sexual trafficking and stalking looks like and how to combat it. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our weather will improve more and more as the day goes on. Lots of sunshine around with a high temperature recovering into the low 60s by later on this afternoon. Tonight, some isolated showers are possible, but I think that would happen late tonight in the overnight hours. Low temperature 46. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. Friday's high 53. Saturday looks like a dry day, but mild, high around 60. Sunday's looking great. High temperature in the mid to upper 60s, lots of sunshine, best day of the weekend, and we'll be near 70 Monday and still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
Hi, hungry. I'm Dad.
Make me a sandwich.
Poof, you're a sandwich.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
You have to be one to kind of get it. We have a great dad right here on the phone by the name of Brent McDonald. We nicknamed him Mr. Right on the Money. From McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, how are you, sir?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing great. How about you? How you feeling?
I'm...
hanging in there.
He's hanging in here. He needs a good
weekend. Well, that's all you can do, man.
If I'm here tomorrow, I'm going to change my name to Jeremiah so I can just be a bullfrog.
You are a good friend of mine.
It'd be as, that's the point, yeah. So, and I've had a few things upset me today, but I was glad to see the market. A nice clawbacks after that one bad day.
Yeah, no, you know, the crazy thing is we were down most of the day. You know, there's still this carryover and all the worry and concern about this big virus. Right. And but then I guess maybe it was like maybe around an hour or so left in the trading day. We had this big, you know, announcement by the World Health Organization, and they were officially declaring this a global health emergency. But then in the comments, they said that they felt like, based on what they had seen, and the CDC, the American CDC backed us up, that the Chinese had it under control and it didn't appear to be escalating at too rapid a pace, and said that it was safe to fly into China. So with that, we had this huge market rally from down roughly about 240 points or so on the Dow to, you know, we ended up today up 125. So it was about a 350 point swing in an hour on that headline. So,
wow.
You know, that was good. You know, outside of that, though, my goodness gracious, you look at these earnings, they just continue. I mean, just coming in blistering hot. Amazon, which we all know, they just knocked cover off the ball. I think the highest consensus estimate out there was somewhere around like a little over $4 a share in earnings. They came in over $6 a share in earnings, so they beat the consensus by 50%.
Wow,
man! And that stock in after hours is blowing up. It's breaking out to new highs, and that of course dovetails into what we've been talking about so much, which is the health of the consumer and healthy retail sales and all of that, and even their guidance was good. You know, the commentary by Jeff Bezos and the management team said that the markets look really good, their end markets, strong consumer demand. You know, and that's one company. Of course, it's a tech company. To be clear, it is a tech company, but it's also a retail consumer-driven business.
Sure.
And, I mean, it just it was a very powerful report. I think speaks largely to the health of the U.S. economy and the health of the consumer.
God, can you imagine how good it would be if we had a competent president?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was meeting with a client, I think it was a couple of days ago, and he put it really well. He said, you know, everyone's bashing Trump, and he said, I don't like the way he says things, and I'm not sure that I've really like him that much personally.
Yep.
You know, you'd be scared to death to do a business deal with the man, right?
Right.
And you might not want him to even marry your mother.
Yeah.
But we didn't hire him to be our friend.
That's right.
You know, we hired him to get things straightened out and to protect American interest and on and on. And, right. You know, he is doing that. And I just, you see, I mean, this economy is doing quite well. So, And I highlighted the Amazon earnings really because that's more of, I think, indicative of how healthy the U.S. consumer and the economy is. But there were a plethora of other reports that were really, really very good. The only one that kind of stood out to me maybe was Facebook. They missed their numbers, and that stock got hit pretty hard today. But that had a lot more to do with much higher costs. That was more of a profit margin issue, and it was isolated to them alone and not really what I would call indicative of any sort of trend anywhere. It was a one-off type event. So,
yeah, but, you know, a lot of people talk about Facebook, and they're just tired of the censorship.
Yep, exactly.
All these algorithms, and, you know, I was about to post something the other day, and I immediately got a question about, oh, you're about to post this. We
Fake
don't
news.
Think it's a good idea.
Fake news.
Really? Why don't you let my friends decide whether it's a good idea or a bad idea? Why can't I take that risk? Why are you preventing me? Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things, because I see a very slight, slow attrition on Facebook. I have new friends coming in all the time, but when I find one that left, 99% of the time it's because they're just tired of being censored. If they if they don't say what's right.
Yeah, listen, I read research reports. I read all kinds of different things relating to privacy issues, use of data, the amount of data that these companies have about every single citizen in this country. It's really, to me, it's sort of frightening. It's kind of like, you know, when you grow up in the 70s, like I did, and you watch one of these sci-fi movies and how they manipulate, that's kind of what this falls into the category of.
Yeah.
It's really incredible the power they have to sway the American people or to
perception
or to change. It's just unbelievable. And you think about the stuff they have access to, the microphones on our phones, the messaging service that they have, everything, even all the little bots, you know, that can connect your internet searches and all of that kind of stuff. They know everything we're doing.
Brad, hang on. I got a message coming in on my shirt button. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
No kidding.
Right.
Well, how about that? Quick little thing. We were talking about, you know, how are newspapers and stuff staying alive. Warren Buffett is widely regarded as a great investor, but there's a story out today about the newspapers he purchased 10 years ago for $344 million. He got rid of them today for $140 million.
Yeah, that don't add up.
And our question here, this is not something we expect you to get in on, is we've seen the circulations, these magazines go out of business. I give the ratings on the networks, you know, other than trap people who's watching CNN, and yet somehow they're still in business. They're settling lawsuits for $25 million. Nobody gets fired. It's kind of interesting. I have a feeling that a lot of media money does not come from advertising revenue. I think it comes from other types of support. Mm-hmm. Dark.
Support. Well, it does. You know, a lot of these media companies are owned by very, very large conglomerates. They have their hands in all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you can have an asset that's hemorrhaging or just bleeding cash, but for reasons that they'll never tell you, you know, they may be valuable businesses in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of like a backdoor synthetic way of helping them with other businesses they might have.
Hmm.
And so...
Interesting.
It, the newspaper thing and all the media world and all of that, in some ways it's great, you know, the digital media, the flow of information that moves so fast. In some ways it is good because you have this free open forum and the dissemination of information rather than having the old days where you had just the three broadcast networks that filtered everything for you.
So I'm with you on that. It's the
it's manipulation.
But whenever there's a new advance, there are always people looking at it as to how can we use this for some type of evil advantage. Huh? That's the only point I'm trying to make.
Amen.
It's 5:21. If you have not, if you never, and Brandon would be the first to tell you, if you have not sat down with a financial planner and had a conversation about your life, call one. If you're not going to call him, call one. He'd tell you that because that's how sincerely he believes this is an important step. Once you've got your career path started, you're making money, you need to figure out how to make the most out of it. And there is no obligation with a phone call to 387-0094 to meet Brant and the incredibly, they're just great people, but they know their stuff. At McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and talk about your future and goals you'd like to achieve and how they may be able to do that. It's no obligation, just a conversation. 387-0094. And if anything big happens, join us tomorrow, same time, same station, or whatever you want to call in.
Okay. You got it, buddy.
Thanks,
you
Brent.
You got it, Brent. It is 522.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
At 522, this is our silly segment, and I picked
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
One of those songs.
Ah.
Okay.
It'll pick everybody's spirits up.
Yeah.
It will. Uh-huh. And then when we come back from the Federalist, how about that? I've gone past Jughead and Archie, and I'm now reading the Federalist. The eight reasons that Trump has already won this bogus impeachment. That's coming up. It's 5:23.
Good afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We are very busy on I-65 and 85. Got a slowdown 85 southbound to the merge, 65 northbound. 65 northbound, slow traffic on the Alabama River Bridge past the Northern Boulevard. It'll take you a few minutes to get out of downtown, but traffic is moving. East South Boulevard, slow traffic from Woodley Road past Baptist and Alpha all the way up to the Troy Highway intersection. We have congested conditions on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, and all the 31s outbound. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings throughout the store. Like 10% off when you buy 12 or more cans of Great Stuff foam spray. Purchase 64 or more sheets of OSB and you'll also save 10%. And you can be sure that whatever size the job, we'll have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I was riding on a train to Austin, Texas. When a very she got up to eat. she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. When she returned, she said she was an actress. She showed me an album of pictures of her opening, which she'd been sitting on. She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts, then wrecked them. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. That train ride down to Austin, we shared a seat and we shared our tales. But as my heart tries to leave her behind, regrets are all I find. 'Cause I'd hoped I'd get that girl in the end.
That's one of my, from the collection we call the...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Ah, the nine-year-old collection.
It's just witty. Just witty.
Witty.
Let's see. We were on the New York Post earlier because we played that clip of Hillary and Tulsi. Yeah. Hillary Clinton, by the way, twice they've tried to serve her papers from Tulsi Gabbard, fellow Democrat.
Democrat.
Yeah. For a defamation lawsuit, and well, she got turned away. The process server got turned away by the Secret Service of Chappaqua. Hillary must have been upstairs, naked in bed, with unshaven legs, straddling a big gallon, green gallon of Gala wine, getting hammered, watching MeTV. Probably, who knows?
Yeah.
But I went to the front of the New York Post, which is maybe the only major market conservative. I wouldn't say conservative. They're at least fair. They are not part of the, you know, the echo chamber, so to speak.
Yeah.
And here's what's coming. We had a caller earlier about things in Montgomery. This is what they want to do here. What did we hear from our new mayor? We can't arrest our way out of the problem. Well, in New York and other places like San Francisco, they've already passed and are enacting laws that are backfiring with terrible results. Here's a guy appearing before a judge today. He's a suspect in a fatal DUI. And he says, I'll be out tomorrow. Because that's what's going to happen. They've lost their minds. They really could care less about... That's why they get... When they talk about Trump had referred to some of the illegal aliens in this country as rapists and stuff. Well, the reason he did that is because we have, how is it, 15,000 illegal aliens imprisoned here that we got to pay for because they committed rapes, murders, killed people in DUIs.
Everything he said,
Not all of them, but they, you know, that doesn't work for their narrative, so.
No, they won't open borders because the UN won't open borders.
You know, that's another thing. The UN making decisions about what we can do here. Try that in Alabama. You'll get a good response from us.
Send them packing.
Yeah. At 5:31, there was one other thing here. Somebody tracked down Matt Drudge. Now, we started wondering 2 years ago, what happened, Matt? It used to be fair. You used to at least present both sides, and then suddenly it was like, I hate Donald Trump. And a reporter affiliated with Alex Jones went to Drudge's house, and Drudge was very mysterious about what's going on. Bob Norman, under the Columbia Journalism Review byline, detailed his trip to Drudge's multi-million-dollar estate in South Florida. I'd love to know where that is. I would go see it.
I'm sure it's well hidden.
Where he was able to access the home and knock on the door. The purpose was to ask Drudge if he still supports the president, especially since headlines critical of Trump have recently appeared on his eponymous news aggregating site, posting millions of visits a day, but fewer than a year or two or 3 years ago. The famously reclusive Drudge. That's the guy that got his start exposing Monica Lewinsky. That's how Drudge put himself on the map. Had been a major fan of Trump going into the 2016 election, but in recent years, readers have complained his conservative-aligned website was more negative than positive. Norman got Drudge's home address somewhere near the Everglades.
That's a big area.
I'm going to guess that he lives in South Dade County because there's still huge and very beautiful properties that are close to the Everglades that are very hard to access. I don't think he lives on South Beach or any place.
Exactly. If he's a recluse, he don't want to be around there. Yeah.
To Norman's surprise, there was no high wall around the Drudge property. Instead, an open wooden gate, which he entered despite signs warning trespassers were not welcome. He knocked on Drudge's door to no avail, so he left. But a phone call later proved successful. Drudge provided commentary, albeit reluctantly. Before commenting, Drudge excoriated the reporter for trespassing, especially given the current tense political climate. That was you, he asked with apparent astonishment. He said he couldn't make out who it was in surveillance videos, noted that he put up keep-out signs on his property for just this kind of occasion. That's not fair that you would come out of my property knowing the climate we're in. He said it's a volatile climate, and you could have been hurt. What happens if it was a fan? What happens if it was a stalker? But at the bottom line, when asked about supporter interest, yeah, they said, well, that was all 3 years ago. The story is that Drudge has been sold, that somebody else owns it now, but are keeping it under his name.
It's possible.
And sure. And if you can make a ton of money on a website that draws as many hits as his does, why not? I mean, we kind of support capitalism.
Well, the story that I've always heard, the story in the around the conservative campfire is he's Mossad. He's always been Mossad.
Really?
Yes.
I'd like to hear more about that. Plus, we have a tape of a Matt Drudge visit to the Alex Jones show in 2015.
I don't know what to think about Alex Jones. He's a little too over the top.
You know, I agree with you. He's become a clown.
Yeah.
At first, I cheered his efforts at the truth.
Same here.
But he did something recently that was ridiculous. I saw it, and I kind of rolled my eyes and thought, now you're getting desperate for attention, Alex. I think the left finally figured out the way to make him go away is to just ignore him.
Well, they deplatformed him, you know.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Let's talk about your seat. You were there recently?
Yeah, we went. Lynn and I went there, gosh, when was it? Monday or Tuesday. Lori waited on us. Nice place. And she explained everything to us, all the products. So what did what did this, what did that? And we wound up buying some cream and a couple of bottles of stuff.
I'm probably going to, if I feel better, I'm going to get there Saturday.
Good.
Because they're collagen CBD. These are all SunMed products. These are top of the line.
Yeah.
Made from organic hemp. They really do work. They work in so many different ways. They can help you with pain. They can help you with anxiety. They can help you sleep better. And they come in all kinds of forms, from gummies to oil tinctures to topical creams for pain. Mm-hmm. But the collagen-based topical cream is the one that's supposed to do an amazing job at skin rejuvenation. and that's the one I want to go back and get. And once you sign up at your CBD store, they text you regularly specials. Yeah. And they have free samples every day, too, if you've never been.
Also, you get if you join their little club thing, you get your, you know, you get stamped, and you get, after you get so many things, you get this, that. You get points for every dollar you spend. It's pretty cool.
And you're getting the very best product line, which is Sudbin, Montgomery's most trusted CBD store. Source is your CBD store. Easy to find. Just go south off Chantilly Parkway by the Bojangles. Make your first left, your first right. They're across from the Adams Drugs and Renfro's. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6. Marissa Laurie was the one that Terry...
Well, we threw 1,000 questions at her, Greg, and she answered every one of them.
Yeah.
She knew what she was talking about.
That's why I always encourage people, if you're looking into this, ask the questions.
Exactly.
They've got answers.
Exactly.
At your CBD store.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a slowdown, I-85 southbound to the merge on 65 northbound. Slow traffic on 85 northbound out of downtown from about Alabama State up to Ann Street. We've got more congestion on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard. Use caution at the merge there. Atlanta Highway very busy from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. Busy on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan. We've got slow traffic on the East-South Boulevard from Woodley up past Baptist to the Troy Highway. Pretty congested on the Troy Highway as well outbound this afternoon. Use caution wherever you are. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the Tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes a lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings throughout the store. Like 10% off when you buy 12 or more cans of Great Stuff foam spray. Purchase 64 or more sheets of OSB and you'll also save 10%. And you can be sure that whatever size the job, we'll have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Publix is coming to the town of Pike Road. The announcement was made today that Publix has secured a lease in the growing municipality. This will be the first grocery store for Pike Road. Alabama State University is doing its part to combat human trafficking and stalking. The ASU Violence Against Women program sponsored an event today. The event informs students and the public on what sexual trafficking and stalking looks like and how to combat it. The Jefferson County Coroner has released the cause of death of a woman found in a shallow grave. They say that 29-year-old Peyton Houston died of an accidental overdose. She was found dead earlier this month after going missing from a Birmingham bar in December. She had left the bar with two men and then texted a friend that she feared she was in trouble. 50-year-old Frederick Hampton has been charged with abusing a corpse in connection to her death. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals Wednesday night in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Alice Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our weather will improve more and more as the day goes on. Lots of sunshine around with a high temperature recovering into the low 60s by later on this afternoon. Tonight, some isolated showers are possible, but I think that would happen late tonight in the overnight hours. Low temperature 46. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. Friday's high 53. Saturday looks like a dry day, but mild, high around 60. Sunday's looking great. High temperature in the mid to upper 60s, lots of sunshine, best day of the weekend, and we'll be near 70 Monday and still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi. I'm a politician's wife, delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people, because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home, where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So,
wow.
Probably what it feels like to be a voter.
Yeah, these days.
Go here to hear more from my husband. Or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
We're waiting for more from Gil Fulbright. The Federalist has the top eight reasons Trump is not going. I hope this is over tomorrow.
I do too. So do the American people.
We need these Republican senators that are wishy-washy like Mittens and others to grow a set. Maybe Joni Ernst can loan you hers.
Yeah.
For the vote, and then just give them back if you don't have the guts to stand up on your own. And I'll just run through these very quickly. One, he did not commit an impeachable offense. How many years of Russia with Robert Mueller and his thugs just, you know, cutting a path through whatever they wanted? Nothing.
No, there's nothing there.
Terrible decision-making by House Democrats with a histrionic media and political base spending the last few years demanding impeachment. House Democrats surely had hoped that Trump would do something justifying an inquiry, but he didn't. But they went ahead and made something out of whole cloth. Number three, Democrats failed to get a single Republican on board, which is really saying something. It may be the most damning of all, because we have such weak Republicans.
They didn't want him to begin with.
No, they still don't. And I don't know why, because he's going to get a lot of them reelected in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Inexplicable one-month delay in sending impeachment. Every time I think of Pelosi with her head bowed and prayerful and sorrowful, and then let's go away for a month. Rushing that impeachment through because it was vacation time. The defense team was amazing. Well, it was. I mean, when you got Dershowitz, among others.
He has some heavy hitters.
The best. And that's what he deserved, and that's what he got.
Yep.
Grading and juvenile house managers. Well, that, no kidding. If they at any level think that people like Schiff and Nadler or Pelosi with that gerbil in her mouth are appealing to voters, they're nuts.
Yeah, we're sick of them.
Kavanaugh smear operations no longer work. It's always the bombshell witness. And Lace was this Lev Parnas guy who was going to bring Trump down. The problem was Chuck Schumer couldn't even bring him to the hearing because he had an ankle monitor on because he's under arrest for so many felonies.
Yeah. Oops.
Did you look into that, Chuck? You
look at what you're dealing with.
Media malfeasance. Well.
Yeah, media is treasonous.
I don't know. Treasonous, malfeasance, they're all of those things and more. Horrible. I'll never forget my buddy who wrote for the Tribune Company down in Florida before he retired. Good guy. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, when Obama became elected, a lot of people found out what the politics were of their friends. And when he found out that I was conservative, he says, you better turn in your media card. And I said, Tom, don't ever call me a member of the media.
Yeah.
He says, good for you. Hang in there. But then he abruptly retired like a couple of years later.
Wow.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah, me either.
547, if you are about to put a house on the market, you got to transfer, whatever the reason, what you need, priority number one should be a realtor who is the real realtor. And that guy in this town is Eddie Bader.
The Bader.
When you give your home to Eddie to put on the market, you're giving it to a guy who literally works nonstop. I use the word yenta because it's a cute word. Eddie is the ultimate matchmaker when it comes to people who are looking for a place with certain criterion and a certain price range. He finds what they're looking for, as you two once said, and creates the match. Same sense, he never overlooks any opportunity to properly market. I've got great experience at that. When Eddie Bader gets your home and puts it, you know, puts together the listing, people will want to come and see it. He has that gift, that knack. And he works tirelessly. And that's what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's going to take your investment seriously. So when you're ready, call Eddie.
Yes. Eddie Bader with Bader.
Bader with Bader at the Goodson Group, 322-0662.
Love the Bader.
The harder he works, the better he is. 322-0662 for our good friend Eddie. And here is Barbara.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Mr. Bader and I agree on the fact that the Democrats are going to do whatever they can do to get Biden out and Hillary in.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But I truly believe that. But what I really called for is, you may have already talked about this on Fox last night, they showed a video of Bolton.
Yes.
And then another one where there's two videos. He was doing an interview talking about, you know, the call was great and fine and everything. And then there was another one, I don't remember the man's name that was interviewing him, but he said, would you lie? And Bolton didn't, I don't remember what he said. And then he said, well, would you lie if you thought it was best for America? And he said, sure. Mm-hmm. Did you see that video?
No, I haven't, but I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Well, we finished the rest of this break.
All right, thank you. As usual,
I
love the show.
Thank you,
Barbara.
Think I'm better. I hope you get to feeling better, Greg.
Me too.
We do too.
He will.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right,
be a little trooper, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
This is number 15033.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic with your latest update. I-65 at 85, moderate to sometimes heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we're flowing pretty well right now. No issues on the interstates. We've got still some congestion east South Boulevard. If you're traveling from Woodley Road past Baptist up to the Troy Highway, very congested there, as well as outbound on Troy Highway. Taylor Road, still a lot of congestion there. Atlanta Highway, spotty congestion, mainly at most of the lights, all the way outbound from Federal to Taylor. Use caution wherever you are. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now,
you'd be toast. 5:53.
Yes.
I think I'm going to make it.
Quick show.
As we welcome in our final minute, Legal Eagle Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Ah, made it just under the wire. Yep. I'm not really that worried about Bolton for two reasons. We don't know what he said. I think the interview that he gave that the lady was talking about a minute ago, that's pretty much probably what happened.
I just put it on my Facebook page. It's 20 minutes long. I don't have time to play it, but.
Yeah, cordial and warm call.
Yeah.
He talked about one, prevent corruption, all the things that that Trump said, and that they had a tentative meeting scheduled for Poland, which they weren't able to go to because of the hurricane that hit. Mm-hmm. So really, it backs up everything that the president's lawyers have argued and talked about.
Imagine that.
Let me say this too. I think the way that McConnell can cut off this argument that, oh, they're going to say we didn't have any witnesses and everything, is to offer them the poison pill of all witnesses or no witnesses.
That's because it.
They're not going to vote for it. The Democrats will not vote for an all witnesses. So that will take away from them that talking point that they wouldn't let us have Bolton. And like, we offered Bolton, but you wouldn't take him because we wanted to do Schiff, we wanted to do the whistleblower who started the dang thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to do that, then why would we have any witnesses? It is the president's trial. It is his fair trial.
He has no
trial.
Rights. Yeah. I guess he surrendered his rights when he got elected.
But let me just say this real quick. Even if they vote down the witnesses and everything, the Democrats can drag it out procedurally for a couple of more days just on motions and procedures.
Appreciation in November.
It's not going to change the result. I mean, you're still going to get an acquittal. But they may just try and drag it out just so they can pontificate about how unfair it is and how it's a cover-up. But I think there's probably going to be a couple of senators be really ticked off if they did that because they got an election coming up in Iowa on Tuesday, and they don't want to be sitting the weekend before the primary, especially Elizabeth Warren, who's now in fifth place, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a good reason for that. She sucks.
Yeah,
but
she's dropping like the Titanic.
Yeah, she is. She is the Titanic. Got a big ass and a big hole in the middle. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah, take care, buddy.
I meant gash down the side.
I understand, sir. I'm with you, Captain. my captain.
So here's a meme today. If Joe really knows how to fix America, meaning Biden, mm-hmm. how come he never told Obama?
That's good.
Isn't that amazing? That you is. Know, he, Warren, so many of these people
geniuses.
Have been in there for years. And now all of a sudden, they're going to finally reveal the plan on how to improve our lives. You can improve our life with one visit to Adams Motorsports.
Yes, I'm excited, Greg. Tomorrow we're doing Kawasaki's here, corporate's here. The big semi's been parked out front all week. Lynn sent me a text a minute ago. They're getting everything set up. We're going to have demo rides tomorrow and Saturday. We got, you know, come get a hot dog, ride a bike. It's going to be fun. We're excited about it.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm in this addle-headed state.
Uh-huh.
Please make sure you send me a reminder note tomorrow in the morning.
Okay.
So we can, I want listeners to know about that.
I'll do that. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll remind you, too. I've got it on my calendar.
She's good.
I'll never forget another thing as long as I have Rosie.
There you go.
It's amazing.
There you
and,
go.
Of course, tomorrow, also being the last day of the month, is...
Oh, man. I tell you, we would love to sell a lot of bikes on corporates here, so we kind of have a desire to really wheel and deal. So if you're looking for a bike, a side-by-side, anything, jet skis, we got them. Scooters, come make us a deal. Let's do some dealing.
And at Adams Motorsports, the great product lines they sell.
Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Kimco. Yes, sir. We're at the corner of the Eastern Boulevard in Hackle. Big blue building says fun sold here. You can't miss it. Just look for the big Kawasaki semi with the pictures of bikes on the side of it.
That's cool. And that's all day tomorrow and Saturday.
And Saturday. Yes, sir.
Refreshments and fun.
Yep. Free.
And great deals. And by the way, the manufacturers buy down the credit standards, so there's no trickery with low interest rates. You don't have to have an 850 credit score to get it. Just get your app in at AdamsMotorsports.com and come and join them tomorrow.
Come have some fun. Ride a bike.
And Rosie, again, thank you for helping me push this old, this Norm MacDonald calls himself chunk of coal, up the hill to the finish line today.
You're welcome.
Anytime. Tomorrow on the morning show. Now, we heard that Rich was getting symptoms today.
Oh.
See, they care if he gets sick.
Yeah, really.
Rich Thomas.
Yes. Well, I will bring tea early tomorrow.
Let's hope that everything
early.
Is... We're all just feeling so much better. But it's been a whole week of this, and I'm tired of it. It's
you.
Getting to my sweet disposition.
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
You may have noticed that this afternoon.
No, never.
Terry, you sticking around?
Yes, sir. I will be here for the Health and Wealth Show. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, America. That's our show. That was a great show.
Great, man.
That was so much fun. I don't know why people say this show is terrible.
It'd be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
You've come along. From where we began, oh, I'll tell you all.